Fred. Nothing heard there. Perhaps Kenneth will want to recheck with us later if he's away from his radio. We have four more stations here that are in and out. That's AACP, KJ5, KDY, KHAGW, and KHMNT, which takes us down to KZVR. Harry, how you doing, Harry? What do you have for the weekend tonight?
Hey, good evening, Nick and Knight. This is KEAZZR, and good evening to everybody else on the net. I don't have a whole lot. It was nice to see the sunshine this weekend, even though it was a little cooler outside. That sun definitely helped out with the temperature, so it was kind of nice. Still kind of gushy in the yard to do anything, but just stuff around the house outside and that. So, other than that, that's about it. I got a kind of a hectic week coming up here. Even though I'm retired, I think I'm more busier now being retired than when I was working, but it is what it is. So with my trivia questions, I'm going to go with main trivia, B as in Delta, and the alternate trivia will be C, Charlie. I don't have a clue on either one of them, so I'm just taking a stab at it. With that, Nick, I'll turn it back to you. This is KEZZR Clear.
All right, Harry, thank you. Got your answer down there for Delta and Charlie. And yeah, it's kind of funny if you retire and you're, you're busier than you were before you retired. That's interesting. But also, it's also a life well spent, because who wants to retire and do nothing? They'll be bored. I sure do. That's my two cents. Nowhere near retirement now, but yeah, when that time comes, I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do. Maybe play a heck of a lot more radio. Alright, next two stations we have here are AO5JB and NU5U, and are both in that, which takes us down to KC8FQV. Mark, how you doing, sir? And what do you have for Beacon F tonight?
Oh, KCFQV. Well, on the satellite one, I just want to say 61. 1961. And on the other one, I'll just take Charlie. And the Elyria Ham Fest, Norris Ham Fest. Good time over there. Went through there real quick and then seen a lot of folks that we talked to on the radio. Nice day to travel. There's been years where you want to bite your teeth to drive there. But today was not that situation. You know, so it was a good drive and able to get there and got down to my sister's and that, so my and her daughters. So we were down in Elyria and then we came back home and then I went to Green. So yeah, we did some traveling today. So other than that, yeah, we'll send it back to the net. But it was a good day. So I'll send it back to net, KCFQV.
All right, thanks, Mark. Got you in there. You know what? I was answering a blue screen comment, and I missed your trivia answers, and I'm not seeing them in my net logger. Can you come back with your trivia answers, please?
All right. Yeah, the first one, the satellite one, is 1961, and the second one, I'm going to just say Charlie. We'll see on the second one. Satellite would be 1961, and then C. KCFQV.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Got your answer down there for Charlie and Charlie. And just FYI, you have a bunch of background noise. I don't know if we can do anything about that. We'd appreciate if you could just send comments about it. And next two stations are in and out. That's KF8ANT. L5VI, which takes us down to N5FGJ. Don, how you doing, sir? What do you have for the Beacon F tonight?
Lynette,
Not too much. A little bit chilly. It's supposed to warm up soon. Got work in the morning. So let's see. I think the first question is C, and I'm just going to go with D. I don't know what Twain was cantankerous about, but he probably did not like corn waddle bean. So I'll send it back to Ned. This is N5SGJ.
All right. Thank you. Touch rich down there for Charlie and Delta. I appreciate it. All right, next station is on the email. From the blue screen, that's WZ4AIZ. This is KUQKO on the WWQR repeater 147 Mark 3. I know positive offset with a TL total of 114 Mark 8. We are ready for check. Anyone who would like to check in the EconNet, please say your call sign now phonetically, followed by alphabetically, along with your name and location. All right, nothing heard there, so this might be a short one after all. Let's go talk to our net control team. We're going to start with KZZA. Eric, how you doing, sir? What do you have for us tonight?
KEAQKO, KEAZZA here. Yeah, it might be a short one tonight. Trivia, I'm going to abstain from the main one, of course. And for Alan's question, I'm going to go with Charlie. Had the NorZam Fest today. We sold 201 admission tickets, and we had sold all 100 vendor tables, and we were even able to set up a few extras for some additional vendors that showed up asking for tables. We were able to accommodate them. It was a great, great time. The weather cooperated. As many people had said, the weather was beautiful up here today. And it was nice because last year I remember driving there in a total whiteout. I barely see the white line on the side of the road on the right side there. And thank God for that. But anyhow, good time. And Lyle and I went to a fundraiser for her work at the Aviator Restaurant, which is near Cleveland Hopkins Airport. Really, really nice. The one reception room they had for the fundraiser, you could see the entire airport lit up at night. It was really cool. Anyway, good time there. Excuse me, that's about it. This is KEHVZA back to net control.
All right, thank you, Eric. Sounds like you had a pretty good weekend there. And thanks for doing everything you do tonight. Next, we're going to talk to KEHEPC Dustin. How you doing, sir? What do you have for Beacon Night tonight? Kito, Delta 8, Echo, Papa, Charlie, KD8, KUQKO, how you doing, Dustin? And you have any news for Beacon Net tonight? All right, well, it looks like Dustin may have turned into a Madonna pumpkin, and he's not available. So maybe he'll recheck later if there's still later around so he's able to get back on. And that's how life goes. Our next station, KDHSLG, Josh Nick. I think he's feeling better. And Nick, you know, I mentioned it in the blue screen earlier, but I don't think you were online to see it. I actually heard that foot and leg injuries, a great physical therapy for those is failing. So that might be something you want to try out. Anyway, with that, I'll pass it off to you, sir, KDHSLG. Alright, it looks like you might just got 1,000 here on the, or not, or Wi-Fi net. Anyway, we're not doing great. We're not doing great here on the net loggers. Maybe I changed Nick away with my failing comment. Maybe a little teaching for that. And our next two stations are in and out of WHRF88YUK, Josh and Richie 312. And I think this last station's here because he's setting the blue screen and he's doing our alternate trivia. KI5DAY, Alan, how you doing, sir? What do you have for picking up tonight?
KI5DAY in the net. Hey, yeah, what do I have? I have Elderberry Biscuit. I don't even know if that's a thing or not.
I just happened to stump them with elderberry in it the other day, and something I was looking for on the medicine aisle. Sorry, my voice is still recovering here. Man, beautiful. I don't even know what the temperature was, but it was really a little bit, very sunny and calm, but cool enough to be very comfortable. So I enjoyed it. I actually got outside and did some stuff today, and chores outside, cleaned up my grill real good. I don't know, did some other stuff that I needed to get done, and just hung out. It was nice. Then I came in and started doing chores in here, which I got a lot of chores to do inside. Spring cleaning is about to commence. But I got to get better first, so we'll see how tomorrow goes with the big W again, and if I can get through that, I'll start to do my spring cleaning. But anyways, as far as the trivia, excuse me, questions go, let me let this drop. Trivia questions go, I'm not going to answer mine, obviously, but the primary, I'm going to say B. February 11th, 1963 sounds like a good date. KI5DAY back to that.
All right, well, thank you, Alan. I still can't get today, but I hope you feel better. Yeah, elderberry. There is some elderberry stuff in the house. I actually planted an elderberry bush in the front yard years ago. It's already to start growing. There's some berries on it. It's taking a while. So, yeah, so we have my life on some expired side. We got a couple, got about a gallon of that floating around the house here somewhere if we need it. So, that's also worth looking into doing in the fall if you haven't been using it. But yeah, I hope you feel better, sir. Good to hear you. Thank you for doing the trivia. And that's it. Oh, yeah, my answers are going to be Bravo and Charlie. So whatever that's worth. And yeah, it's a weekend for me. My good friend of mine, he was about to adopt a baby, and then brought him home from the hospital.